Midday models continue to promote heavy rains for the hard red wheat belt, coupled with dry corn belt weather for the next 4 to 5 days, although the middays did not bring in as much heat into the central and eastern corn belt. The weather feature has completely overshadowed weekly export inspections of 51 million bushels in corn, as well as stronger than expected wheat exports, not to mention new lows in the U.S. dollar and a stronger euro. Even though weekly conditions and planting progress numbers may show continued sluggish corn planting in the Delta this afternoon, the futures market's likely pricing in more corn acres for the central part of the country. Corn planting newswire estimates are at 15 to 25 planted, compared with 19% a year ago. Bean planting expected to be 2 to 5%, on track with last year's pace of 3% for the same week. Heading into the close, I could see new highs in the beans bring in short covering in the corn market, especially given the fact bean corn ratio is at levels not seen since last fall. Until next time, this is Mike Zuzulo. Please remember, there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. Impact of cycles and current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.